A very private visit, an oasis of peace, a prayerful moment of calm. That's how the parish priest of Knock, Father Richard Gibbons, describes today's visit by President Biden to the famous Marian Shrine, the first stop on his Mayo itinerary today. The president, he says, will come to Knock as a pilgrim, and that trip to Mayo is just about to get underway. I'm looking at our live feed now of pictures from Dublin Airport where the presidential entourage, the motorcade, has arrived and the car with the president is at the bottom of the steps in front of Air Force One. The president about to alight in the next few moments and to ascend the stairs onto the plane for the short flight to Ireland West International Airport, Knock Airport, perhaps more popularly known as that. And he will arrive there about a half an hour after taking off from Dublin. We'll be covering the plans for the trip to Mayo today. There I see the president just in the distance making his way up the steps. Don't know if he'll turn to wave. There's not much of a crowd there, just the officials and the other members of the entourage as the president makes his way just to the top of the steps now in bright sunshine at Dublin Airport. A very fine day for this trip to Mayo, and the president wearing his trademark aviator sunglasses there, waves, gives a little salute to those who are bidding him farewell from Dublin Airport, looks around, gives a thumbs up sign, and just then heads on board Air Force One, where very shortly it'll be wheels up for that short flight to Knock Airport, where he'll be greeted and then brought directly. The first stop on his visit to Mayo will be the Marian Shrine, as I say, at Knock, and that will be very much a private visit, as Richard Gibbons, the rector of the shrine, has been saying. It'll be an opportunity for prayer if the president chooses, and an opportunity for reflection, a little moment of calm in what has been a very busy week for the president and for his entourage. After that visit to Knock, he'll travel to Mayo Roscommon Hospice to meet with staff and patients, and then on to the North Mayo Heritage Centre, where perhaps he'll be finding out more about his Mayo roots. The day will conclude with a public event in Ballinagh, where Mr. Biden will address the crowds outside St. Murdoch's Cathedral. Our correspondents are in Ballinagh and Knock this lunchtime. Well, here in studio, I'm joined by RT's former Washington correspondent, Carol Coleman. And a little later, we'll be talking to former President Mary Robinson, who will be among those welcoming Mr. Biden to Ballinagh, to her native Mayo this evening. But first, let's just stay on these pictures now. We're watching the plane preparing to take off. It'll presumably be just a couple of minutes. The wheels or the steps will be rolled away from the airport, and the aircraft will move out onto the runway to take off into the western skies. Light cloud above, clear blue sky beyond that, and the day promising good weather for this visit to Mayo. Not, of course, Carol Coleman, Joe Biden's first visit to his ancestral home. He's visited Mayo before. I think he turned the sod on the Mayo Roscommon Hospice, and indeed the work of the hospice movement is something that's very close to him, isn't it?
Exactly, it is. When he was here in 2016, he turned the sod on the hospice in Castlebar, and he promised that he would be back. But he didn't get to come back because of his presidential election and because of COVID. And now he's back. And of course, part of this visit, I suppose, is in memory of his son, Beau Biden, who he lost. So it's a very special part of his visit, all right. And of course, that visit to the Marian Shrine, as you were saying earlier too, I think we can't overemphasise how important that is to him personally. He is a person of faith, but while saying it's a private matter, he wears it publicly. Mm-hmm. And it is, it is something he is trying to infuse into his political ideology as well. So that will be interesting to see. And of course, he's not the first celebrity to come there. Two popes have come there before him. Pope John Paul II was there in 1979. Pope Francis was there in 2018. And Mother Teresa visited the Knock Shrine in 1993 as well. But it looks like they've very good weather for what's going to be a very short flight. It's only about 15 or 20 minutes. So by the time they achieve altitude in the aircraft, they're going to be coming back down again. But still quite the sight to see it there on the tarmac at Dublin Airport.
The red carpet has been rolled away, and presumably the steps will be pulled away just in a couple of minutes, and then the aircraft will be on its way. And as Carol is saying, about 15, maybe 20 minutes to get to Knock, where our correspondent Brian O'Donovan is standing by, another former Washington correspondent for RTE, but today on duty at Ireland West International Airport. Brian, everything in place there to welcome Air Force One?
Everything in place, Brian, including a little bit of bad weather, I'm afraid. We had a hailstorm a few minutes ago. It's a bit cloudy at the moment. There's a bit of a shower. We're flipping between clear blue skies and storms here, but hopefully it will be clear for the next, as you say, 20, 30 minutes, because that's all it's going to take, a very short flight from Dublin. And as Carol was mentioning there, I think fitting as well, that the first thing he's going to do on this western leg of his journey, Brian, is to visit the Marian Shrine in Knock, a short distance from Ireland West Airport here, because he is a man for whom his Catholic faith is so important to him. And we've been speaking a lot about what will happen in Shrine, in the Knock Shrine. It'll be a private moment, it will be a quiet moment, prayer, reflection, away from the public glare, something that the White House reached out to Knock for, and they asked for this moment, for a calm moment of reflection ahead of the rest of the busyness that will mark the western leg of this Ireland visit.
And then later on, the visit, as we were saying, to the hospice and to the North Mayo Heritage Centre. Now, I would have thought at this stage, Joe Biden knows just about everything there is to know about his Blewitt ancestors from County Mayo. But perhaps there might be some further nuggets to be uncovered.
Absolutely, Brian. And you mentioned the Blewitts there, their names we've been hearing all week. We had the Finnegans in Louth. Today it's the Blewitts in Mayo. He's been here a few times before. He's traced the family tree. And remember, this isn't exactly the closest of relations. I think you're talking great, great, great grandfather was the Blewitt who emigrated from Ballina. It's interesting as well that he will deliver this address later on this evening outside St. Muirduc's Cathedral in Ballina. And his ancestor, Edward Blewitt, who left all those years ago, was working in the brick trade. And he supplied some of the bricks that were used to build that cathedral, so a special resonance there as well for President Biden when he delivers that address later on. But coming back to the Marian Shrine moment, which is the first leg that is going to happen here in the West, he will be receiving a brick or a stone of a different kind when he attends that as his parting gift. They are going to give him a stone from the gable wall, and that is significant because it was on the gable wall of the church in Knock where back in the late 1800s local people said that they saw this apparition of the Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph and John the Evangelist. And over the years, as pilgrims came and visited the shrine, they would take stones out of the wall as souvenirs, so much so that they had to stop that, they had to cover up the wall and they had to reinforce it. However, they have kept some of the original stones that would have been there on that day in 1879 in August when that apparition occurred. And one of those stones has been mounted on a plaque, it's been put in a frame, and it will be presented to Joe Biden today at the end of his visit to the Marian Shrine.
Thank you for the moment, Brian.